The 2025 United Nations Ocean Conference opened Monday in Nice with strong calls to speed up global efforts to protect and sustainably manage the ocean. The conference takes place over the next 5 days and brings together world leaders to work on stronger international agreements, more inclusive cooperation, and greater investment in ocean science and protection. Climate change and human activity are placing increasing strain on the ocean. Record-breaking heat is damaging marine life, while pollution, overfishing, and biodiversity loss are driving ocean ecosystems toward a critical tipping point. President Rodrigo Chavez Robles of Costa Rica, one of the co-hosting countries, spoke at the opening ceremony through an interpreter, saying the ocean is speaking to us.
Not speaking to us with words. It's speaking to us with bleached coral reefs, the storms that strike more and more frequently and harsher. It's speaking with the wounded mangroves and sadly with species that will never return. But the ocean is telling us something very clear. It's saying that there is no more time left for demagogic rhetoric, but rather it is now the time to act.
This year's conference focuses on translating promises into action. Two key issues under discussion are the Marine Biodiversity Treaty, adopted in 2023, and the 30 by 30 Ocean Action Plan that was launched Monday. The Marine Biodiversity Treaty aims at protecting marine life in areas that lie beyond the jurisdiction of any single nation. The treaty is currently in the ratification phase, with dozens of countries having signed it. It is seen as a crucial step toward achieving the 30 by 30 Ocean Action Plan goal, protecting 30% of the planet's land and ocean by 2030. Currently, less than 9% of the ocean is protected. The 2030 target is a bold one, but for many advocates, simply moving in the right direction is cause for optimism. Emmanuel Gonzalez is the chief scientist of the Océano Azul Foundation.
It's a start, but we need to go further and we need to go faster. And so this perception gives us a clear paint that we are going to fail 30 by 30. But it's okay, we failed 2010, we failed 2020. The important thing is what are we going to do in 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, and then we will see where we are in 2030. And we don't have that roadmap. And this is what's on the table right now, is having a roadmap that allows us to assess where we are as we go.
A special treaty event was scheduled for later Monday to provide an opportunity for states to sign the agreement. It will be clear by the end of the day whether the treaty has reached the 60 ratifications needed to take effect. This is Sofia Rysel-Fani for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA.